All right, Frank Tillman, CEO, President, Wells River Savings. Sorry to kind of catch you off guard there, but hey, well, I get paid big bucks to watch the clock.
You do, you do. And as you say, dead time is no pay time.
So. Right, isn't that the truth, right?
So my story this morning was, I said, well, I'm a little early, so I'll stop down.
Okay.
And it was just as Ted was finishing.
Okay.
So I said, well, I don't want to sit.
That's a long time.
Yeah, sitting. So I'll go back to the bank. And of course, that's always a mistake because And then I said, oh my God, I got to get up to Steve. And I
you
was
could have called. You could have called.
I know, but that's.
It's different.
Yeah. And I thought, well, I'll be on time. And then I come in, and then you've got Valley Floors. And I always like listening to them.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely.
We have several floors in our house are from Valley Floors, all well done.
Great to hear.
Their own installs, plus they gave me some hardwood to install and a nailer to install it. And
really,
you know, they said, well, it's about a half a day job, and well, it took me all weekend, but you know, it's
got
down.
It done. You still have your fingers, right?
So far,
awesome.
So far,
that's good.
So busy week at the bank. Yes. We are going full blast with the SBA PPP program. We're now in what they call phase two. These are the people that had borrowed last year and are eligible to borrow again. They have to prove that they've had a 25% reduction in their revenues on any given quarter. So if it's quarter two of 19 to quarter two of 20, then they have to show that they've declined 25%. That's one of the eligibilities. And then... So I think we're up to almost $1 million in applications, counting the first and the second round. So that's good. As everything, we're still getting some of the rules clarified, and you know, so it's never totally smooth. But from our end, it's been good. And then we're going to start on the forgiveness of the first round, and we've got almost a lot of them done. So that's the SBA PPP news. So one of the other things,
a lot of abbreviations.
Yeah, I know. I get caught up in it, and then sometimes you don't remember what they stand for.
Right.
Yeah. So, the other thing that I want to start talking about now is that there are a lot of usually this is the type of time of year that people start talking about. Well, maybe I want to build a house. Okay. Get a piece of land, and so we're just saying, it's going to be 1st of February, Monday. That's a good time to start. You got to get the plans together. You got to get your financing together. See a loan officer. Talk to a loan officer. And as always, one of the things that's happened with COVID is that it has expanded the time. It doesn't really expand the time in getting approved for the loan, but it expands the time in getting an appraisal out there, getting title work done, all of the things that have to do. And we hear that the contractors are really busy, so start talking to them now. We also hear that supplies can be hard to come by or not available. I mean, we talked to one contractor, and he's got a project all ready to go in Warren, and he's been back ordered 8 weeks on all of his building supplies. So that's pretty significant. And so we just, get in early. We'll work with you. We have done quite a lot of construction loans in the past 5 years. We've had some great local builders. We've had Coventry Log Homes doing quite a number of projects. And, they're a good alternative for people. Less time during the construction. And they do a good job. They're pretty. They're really pretty homes. Sometimes I said it'd be kind of nice to, have a house in the mountains and a log cabin there, but I like the farm now, so we'll stay here. And the other thing that's going that we want to make people aware of is we still have our regular mortgage department open. Again, things have taken a little bit longer than we would like, but that's just the world that we live in. But we have a partnership with the Federal Home Loan Bank of Boston, and they have one of the common things that we hear from potential applicants is, I just don't have the down payment. 20% down on a $150,000 house is $30,000. I just don't have that. And there are different ways that you can do that. But one of the best ways is for certain borrowers, the Federal Home Loan Bank has what they call an equity builder program. And what they do is for the eligible borrower, you actually get a grant for $15,000 that can be used for the down payment. Okay. And the rule is you just have to stay in the house for 5 years. You can't flip it. But if you stay in there 5 years, that becomes yours. The grant is permanent. So okay. It's quite a deal.
It is. Right.
And so that's and we've applied.
Good to know.
I think we try to get about 90,000, which would be 6 loans. And I think when we first did it, we didn't use it all. And now every time, in the last 3 or 4 years, we've used it all. So it's a very good program. We'll have to check out the requirements. And the other one is they have a program called HOW, and it's one of the acronyms that they think it's helping our workforce or housing our workforce.
All right.
But that's also used for people that live and work in the area to they provide assistance, whether in the form of a loan or a grant. And we've applied for that. We don't know when it'll become available. But again, after, even with COVID, people still need homes. They still need home mortgages. And we just, that's our business and we got to keep at it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of news from the home front.
That's a lot of information.
Yeah, we can.
That's good information.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope so. So
yeah.
I'll find out a little bit more about HOW. That's I don't know. I think it's a loan, but I'm not sure.
We continue to get good comments about the business spotlight that the bank started a few months ago.
Yes, and I love it. Yesterday I happened to run out of batteries, and so there, go to Gonda's place She was in the back room talking to somebody on the phone, and so I went and got my batteries. But it's nice to it's in a digital age, we all can shop wherever we want, but it's also important to shop where you can see the face and ask, where are your red pens,
and
go through that. And they do a good job. And
yeah.
So, yeah, we're happy to help.
Yeah, we had Glenn Ron last month, and
yep.
Coming up in 3 weeks, we'll have Little Rivers Healthcare.
Yeah, and they've been huge during this COVID thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing testing, and I think they'll probably be running a vaccination program. Hopefully, we can all get vaccinated.
Well, they'll give us an update in 3 weeks, I'm sure. I believe the 19th.
Good.
Between 8:30 and 9,
good.
We'll be chatting with somebody, a representative
yep.
or two,
good
from,
folks.
From Little Rivers.
Yeah. I mean, whenever you hear, you got to get out of the doctor's office, there's always that. But I enjoy going down there.
It's good to hear. All right. Final little comments today,
nope.
Frank?
Stay warm. Oh, my God. Stay. Well, I do have one comment.
Okay, go for it.
So, Cindy Bishop is retiring at the end of the month, and Cindy has been with us for 29 years.
Wow.
And she started as a teller. She worked in bookkeeping. She's now at the call center. Great person, great worker, and great for morale. So mm-hmm. Thank you, Cindy, for 29 years.
Wow, 29 years. Congratulations, right?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Frank.
Take care.
Frank Tillman, President and CEO, Wells River Savings, your
stay
good
warm.
Neighbor bank. And stay warm, right?